ज्योतिर्गमय मृत्युर्मा मृतंगमय ओम शांति 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 I'm very delighted to be part of Global Yoga Summit and very nice to meet all yoga enthusiasts. To begin with, I'll talk about divinity in yoga and I will take it to Bhagavad Gita. Yoga means to connect. Yoga means wellness. Yoga means discovering the higher possibilities in life. And in the introduction, they were talking about Guruji Raghavendra Swami, that anyone who's extraordinary in life, people call that person as a yogi. That person who has realized the purpose. Yoga throws a ladder of opportunity for us. Yoga is connecting to a higher possibility. Our personality also has five layers, starting from Annamaya Kosha, physical body, and Pranamaya Kosha, Manomaya Kosha, Vijnanamaya Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha. The body, having a body itself is not great. We need all the able senses. We should be able to see well, hear well, talk well, move well. That is, ordinary body to able body is higher. Higher than the able body is able to think well. The think well, body is like a vehicle. We all need a vehicle. We are all travelers aspiring to travel great distance in our life. For that, we need a reliable vehicle. We do not want frequent breakdowns. If this vehicle is breaking down often, so my time is spent only in fixing the breakdown. So I am not traveling. I am stuck in the by the road fixing the car. The higher than the body. Body is a vehicle. It cannot think. The person behind the wheel is called the mind. Mind decides which direction this vehicle has to go. East, west, south, north. So, it is said, if we are not successful in our life, not to blame others. Because of that person, I could not achieve. Because of that person was responsible for me not going up. It says, mind. Blame yourself or appreciate yourself. Uddharer Atmanatmanam Atmanam Avasade Atmaiva Atmano Bhandu Atmaiva Ripuratmanaha. If you are successful in your life, it is because of your mind. If you are a failure, it is because of your mind. Mind is the key. Mind is the person behind the wheel. Behind the wheel, you need a reliable mind. Mind is like a lock. The same key, mind is the key for unfolding our personality. Same key is used for locking or unlocking. So, mind helps us to unlock and helps us to connect to the next level called as buddhi. The connection between the mind and the buddhi is again a yoga. The buddhi gives the suggestion. Mind itself cannot decide what I want or what I not, what you do not. Today, for example, is Ekadashi. Mind says, it's a beautiful Kesari bath, the paint is there, why not have it? Buddhi says, it's a day of fasting. So, mind has to be brought under the control of the buddhi. Mind has to be brought under the control of the buddhi. This is another ladder. Buddhi, it is connected to our individual soul, Jiva to Paramatma. In Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna talks about Indriyani Paranyaho, Indriyevya Param Manaha, Manastastu Parabuddhi, Yo Buddhe Paratastu Saha. It is able to connect to the higher ladder. It is called as Yoga. Divinity in Yoga. For example, many yoga schools they are talking about, many yoga schools are there, they are busy only in the how good you bend, how good you can twist, asana level. Their definition of yoga is the in the Annamaya Kosha. So, that is, if I am approaching yoga as only the Annamaya Kosha, physical therapy, physiological therapy, I will get the benefit of that one only. If I approach yoga from the Manomaya Kosha point of view, not only I will get the benefit of physiological level, in the psychological level also you will be enriched. If I approach the yoga as divine, yoga is divine, and yoga, when you approach a yoga as a divine, for nourishing your soul, yoga becomes, you get the benefit of all. Physically you are healthy, mentally you are focused, and it nourishes your soul also. You are a traveler, you are here to travel long distance in your life. Long, the body, the soul has come with the body is there for the soul, soul is not for the body. When you are connected to the divine, that you get the physical enrichment, mental enrichment, and inside spiritual enlightenment. All three dimensions of the yoga has to be taken care. So yoga is for body, mind and soul, and goal is not only the physical body. Aspire high. When you practice the yoga with the intention of seeking divine grace, everything else flows down. Flows down, the best in you starts manifesting when you have the divine grace. And on this occasion of the Global Yoga Summit, I have brought, I published a few books also, and books will be released by after the event today, it will be released. And Divinity in Yoga, and today I have about 2000 YouTubes based on my talks, Arise, Awake and Realize. That topic, this book also will be released based on the topic from the divinity point of view. All 108 chapters are there. Each chapter is linking us to from the physical level to the mental level and the spiritual level. That book will be released, and now I will touch upon the Bhagavad Gita.